Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back in to Morning Drive on a Monday edition. Robbie Stanley in for Braden Gall today alongside Derek Mason and Marquise Munson, talking Titans and Patriots. And who better to talk Titans and Patriots than our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. We bring Corey to the microphone now. Corey, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you today?
Doing great. Corey, what did you make of kind of the dominance that Derrick Henry was able to sustain all game long against the Patriots in their big win on Saturday?
Well, I mean, it was really impressive from the aspect that the Titans knew they wanted to run the ball. The Patriots knew they wanted to run the ball. And Bill Belichick is so good at taking away what people want to do, and he couldn't do it. And Derek was very good. But also, I mean, the offensive line was getting a surge and giving him gaps. You know, this is an offensive line that couldn't get out of its own way, you know, to start the season. And, you know, to see the way they did it, especially that two-minute drive to finish the half, it was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. The Tennessee Titans were able to do something that I don't think many people were able to do consistently against the New England Patriots, and that was run the football, and not just run the football effectively. Give your assessment of because everyone's looking at Derrick Henry, and rightfully so. He had over 180 yards and broke Eddie George's playoff record. But the offensive line, again, they had, I think, one penalty in the game, and it was a holding call, I believe. But this offensive line did exactly what we thought they could do but were not doing the first half of the season.
Well, it's kind of a mystery. You know, you just have to look at where it was to start the year, and that was Taylor Lewan suspended for 4 weeks and Nate Davis hurt. And, you know, Roger Saffold really struggled to start the year. You know, Jahneel Douglas obviously really struggled at points to start the year. And then, you know, Nate Davis gets in there as a rookie, and it takes him a few weeks. Lewan and Saffold get in there together, and it takes them a few weeks. You know, Taylor had a ton of penalties. He had some games that weren't the best. You know, Saffold really struggled in pass protection. So I think getting the five together took a month or two. And then I think also making the decision that they were going to be a running team, because, you know, we all credit Ryan Tannehill, and we all should. He's been great. But when they switched to Tannehill, they also decided to be a running football team. Because when the season started, they were still trying to spread the ball out. They were throwing 900 screen passes a game. And, you know, they weren't running the ball with conviction. You know, that time when Mariota was still the quarterback, they had one 100-yard rushing game. And that was 100 on the button against the Atlanta Falcons. You know, Tannehill has been the beneficiary of a team that has been massively successful running the football. And I think the first 8 weeks of the season, they led the league in negative runs, and that wasn't because of Derrick Henry. You know, the offensive line is doing what it was built to do, and that's you know, ram the ball down people's throats. You know, Roger Saffold was brought in at $11 million a year, and that contract looked terrible to start the year. It's looking a lot better now, but, you know, Roger Saffold's known for something, and it's not pass protection. He's known for run blocking. And you saw in that game, you know, them running behind Saffold and Lewan a lot.
Corey, what do you think this win does for the Titans in terms of how they're viewed league-wide?
You know, it's an interesting question, Robbie, because they won that playoff game 2 years ago, and you know, the when they came back the next season, they were a popular pick, you know, to do well. And they went 9-7, but they missed the playoffs. But I think beating the Patriots for them is a lot different than beating the Chiefs in their league-wide perception for two reasons. Number one, they're the Patriots, and they've been to the AFC Championship every year since, like, 2010, and they're not this year. People were sick of seeing them. People have their feelings about them because of the way they conduct their business. And, frankly, there were a lot of people rooting for the Titans to win this football game. So I think there are a lot of people very happy with the Tennessee Titans for winning this football game. But, you know, there's a great man out there who once said, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And the Titans beat the man. And when you beat the man, you get a lot of credibility. And I think, and I just think there's a lot that goes with that.
We'll talk with Cord Curtis News, too. He was up in Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, this weekend as the Titans defeated the New England Patriots 20-13. Looking at what they were able to do, they're still this, can the Titans continue to do what they're doing on offense from a run standpoint and win? Because after the fourth quarter turnover interception, I know everyone, even I included, said, oh, here we go again. Unnecessary turnover. New England's going to go down and score, and that's going to be the game. Obviously, it didn't happen. But does Ryan Tannehill needs to play better in order for this team to continue to move forward?
Well, he's got to play a lot better than he did in that game. I mean, he threw for 72 yards. If Marcus Mariota had turned in that performance, he'd be crucified everyone. Absolutely crucified. Ryan Tannehill did make two big throws in that football game, one critical one late that helped win the football game. So, you know, he did the things it took to win the game. But he also put the ball on the ground twice, and they were just fortunate enough to recover them. So he could have had three turnovers in this football game. He was lucky to get out of it with one, and the defense bailed him out. You know, and like I said, the Patriots are good at taking away some of your best stuff. You know, they took away A.J. Brown in this game. He had one catch for 4 yards. Corey Davis didn't have a catch in this football game. So Tannehill needs to be better. Those guys have got to find a way to create some space and give them some places to throw with the football because they're not going to beat the Ravens throwing for 81 yards or whatever their final number was in the football game. As good as their defense was, I do not expect them to hold the number one offense in the NFL for 13 points. They're going to have to score, in my estimation, at least 28 points to win this football game. And Ryan Tannehill is going to have to be a heck of a lot better than he was in this last game. Now, he's been very good most of the year, so you look at that game as the anomaly. But he's got to bounce back in a big way.
Corey, obviously a big talking point nationally in the last couple of days since the Titans beat the Patriots is the future of Tom Brady and his time with the Patriots. How realistic do you think it is that Tom Brady isn't with New England next season?
I think it's realistic because, you know, it's a little weird that his house is for sale and his trainer's house is for sale. And when you just listen to how he talks about the situation, it doesn't sound like he's coming back. I hate to say that there's got to be somebody who wants him because he's Tom Brady, but you're still asking an NFL team to bank their future on a guy who's going to be 43 years old next year. And he can be TB12 and be a freak of nature and everything, but Father Time gets everybody. He gets everybody. And, you know, if you're going to sign him, you're not going to get him for $6 million a year. You're going to have to pay him $30, $35 million a year. So he's got to find somebody who he's never played for before that's going to pay him $35 million a year. And I'm sure somebody's going to pop up who's going to do that. I'm sure he's got a plan. To me, it doesn't feel like he's coming back. I guess I'll put it at 50-50 because I'll believe it when I see it. But just the whole vibe of the thing is very weird.
Yeah, Cordy, you're absolutely right. I think he stays in New England because I don't think there are going to be any suitors to take to pay him what he wants, which we know the going rate for quarterbacks anywhere from 25 to 35 million, and Tom's going to command the higher end. I don't think anyone's going to pay him that much money. He's going to stay in New England. Quickly, before we let you go, Jayon Brown, he went out. It seemed like a bad injury because you see the tears coming out of his eyes. I don't think he walked out of the locker room with a brace or anything. But how much of a blow is that to them if he cannot play against Baltimore?
Well, last I looked, Lamar Jackson was pretty fast, and he rushed for 1,200 yards this year. I think they need him to chase that dude around. Because Rashawn Evans has got a big day too. But, one of the great things about Jayon Brown is the guy can run. And I would like to have him on the field against Lamar Jackson and company. And also, you've got a rookie taking up a lot of his snaps. And, we think David Long's played pretty well, but he's not Jayon Brown. And I think you're right, Mason. I think that's a considerable loss for this team. I didn't see – I saw him coming out of the locker room, and I didn't see with a sling, but I can tell you this. He had a coat on, and his arm wasn't in the sleeve. Mm. Okay. So
that's not good. So you can't confirm nor deny if you had a sling.
Yeah, when your arm's not in the sleeve, it's not a good sign.
Exactly.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks, Mace, for coming on News 2 after the game on Saturday night. Big starring role on television.
Man,
appreciate having you.
I appreciate being on. I had a ball the other night with Emily and Kayla, so it was great.
We had a long post game and a fun post game when you can talk about a win.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks, Corey. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
When we come back, Kirk Cousins and Ryan Tannehill just beat Tom Brady and Drew Brees in the playoffs. What in the world is going on
in
the National Football League? We'll talk about that next. But first, D-Mace, you've got a word from Cool Springs Heating and Cooling.
Absolutely, Cool Springs, MD. Listen, man, I've been telling you this. It's the new year, and everybody have these new year resolutions. We call them new year intentions on this show. You intend to do something. You don't set yourself up for failure, because when you have resolutions, you set yourself up for failure, and you just the whole thing goes kaput. You know, what we do here is intentions. So intend on going to see good folks at Cool Springs MD. Over the years, Moran has started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife, Daphne, along with the experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Listen, Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas, even Franklin, which I live in, with improving their immune systems, energy level, cognitive functions, and more. The flu season is in full effect, so man, go see Cool Springs MD. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And there's no better time now to achieve a healthier lifestyle. What are you waiting on, man? Give Cool Springs MD a call today. Make an appointment. 615-486-3458. 615-486-3458. Or visit their website, coolspringsmd.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.